And I am joined right now this morning with Holly Wade with a Capital Area United Way. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
It's great to meet you.
You as well. Welcome to Pier.
Okay, so I've been wanting to ask somebody this for years. What is United Way?
So United Way started in the late 1800s, actually started in Denver, Colorado. And a nun, and it sounds like a joke, but a nun, a priest, and a couple other people were observing at the time that workers were being asked to give to this and to give to this and to give to this. And so they got their heads together and said, you know, there has to be a better way. So what if we unite and we collect the funding, we do the fundraising, and then we redistribute? And that was how it all started. So that's really what the United Way does, is we get to partner with local nonprofits and really support them. You have Rhea from the Discovery Center here here in the studio this morning too, and they're one of our partner agencies. We call them partner agencies, but we have 16 of them that we work with locally right now, and just really work to support and see where we can collaborate and what we can all do better for our community.
Yeah, it's something I've always wondered all these years and just never had a chance to ask anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you see the ads and all those things from, you know, it used to be on, I think, the NFL. We'd see the ads, but I think that was me. I didn't really know what all the United Way did until I stepped into this role. But what really impresses me is that we get to focus on the local level. We're really empowered to do so. And so 98% of what anyone donates stays right here. The other 2% does go to the national organization, but a portion of that also goes to disaster relief. So when things happen, like what happened in Lahaina, or the hurricanes that are happening now, anytime there's a disaster, United Way jumps right in and they can start funding the organizations that can help people most immediately.
So it sounds like a great organization. Now, I understand you have an event coming up.
We sure do.
Say Yes to the Dance.
Yes, we do. So this is an event that we've been doing for 7 or 8 years now. And a former director, that was how she got to go to prom, was she got to borrow someone's dress because her family couldn't afford it. And so this was near and dear to her heart, and we've been able to carry it. So right now we are collecting formals, and that includes suits, dress shirts, ties, dresses, accessories like shoes and jewelry. So anything that you are willing to clean out of your closet, we need things that are in good condition. That means they don't need mending and they don't need dry cleaned. But they're ready to go so that we can put them up on the racks. And then on Saturday between 11 and 3, students can come. Any student is welcome to come and shop. We'll be available from 11 to 3 at Lee Real Estate downtown. There's no charge for what you choose to take with you. And then we'll also do the event. If you can't make it this weekend, it's a long weekend, so maybe you're going out of town or whatever the reason may be, we will also open up the event next Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 7:30. Same place, Lee Real Estate downtown.
Okay. Now, if anybody out there, I know students, I never went to any dances when I was in school. And I'm telling anybody listening out there, you know, I regret it not going. So, you know, it was an opportunity that I just missed. And, you know, so it's nice that this is an opportunity for, you know, for those students that, you know, might not be able to, you know, afford any kind of, you know, dresses or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you haven't seen what dresses cost now, some of them are anywhere around $500. So it can be pretty pricey very quickly. And I don't know about you all, but I prefer to get to try things on, because shopping online can be a little iffy.
Yeah.
And we just don't have a bridal shop here in town where people can go and shop. And so that means they have to travel. You know, maybe they don't have the time to do that. But any student is welcome to come and shop. King of Hearts is coming up, and so is prom in all the area towns. So any student can come and shop for any formal event.
Mm-hmm. So once again, like, what day is it and where is it?
Yeah, so this Saturday from 11 to 3 at Lee Real Estate downtown. And then next Tuesday, I believe that's the 16th, but next Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 7:30. So come at either of those times. And then again, if you have things that you would like to clear out of your closet space, we can take those. We are taking those at Capital City Campus, Lee Real Estate, the YMCA, Beck Motor Company. Those are all drop-off locations. So those would be, we greatly appreciate all help with that.
Okay, and sounds great. Is there any kind of, like, can they go to the, is there a website they can go to get information about the event?
We've got flyers all over, and our Facebook page has information about both the dress drop-offs as well as the event itself. So if you need a reminder on the times, just go to our Facebook page, Cap Area United Way.
Okay, well, it sounds great. So there you go. It's Say Yes to the Dance, Capital Area United Way. And thanks for coming in this morning, Holly. It was great to meet you.
Thank you, Will. Have a great day.
And you as well.
And welcome to Pierre.
Oh, thank you. I love it here so far. And this is People in Your Neighborhood, sponsored by Lee Real Estate. For this segment, I'm joined by Raya and Jan with the Discovery Center here in Pierre. So good morning. It's nice
good
to
morning.
Meet you both.
It is wonderful meeting you.
Yeah, I'm new to the area. I've been here about a month and a half, I think it's been.
And you enjoying the cold?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, you can thank me because I kind of wished for it.
Oh, there
like,
we go.
Yeah, I wished for
it's
more South
you.
Dakota appropriate weather. And, I got it.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And welcome to South Dakota.
I wasn't aware I had that kind of power. So I don't really know anything about the Discovery Centers, honestly.
That's fair
since
enough.
I'm new here.
That is fair enough. The Discovery Center, we have been around for 35 years. So we are just entering our 35th anniversary year. So it's a really special year for us. We're all about hands-on exploration for all ages. And that is what we do. And so we have an amazing array of things lined up today. So I'm not going to hit you with a trivia right away since you don't know anything about the Discovery Center. So you're lucky today.
Yo.
But be ready for it when we come back. But we had a very iconic exhibit that actually highlights the national day that we have today. Today's National Static Electricity Day. I don't know if you know that.
I did
but
not.
I know. One of those weird little facts that happen every day is something, right? I think it's also National, what is it? Peach Day? It's a weird thing. Apricots? I have no idea. Anyway, National Static Electricity Day is today, and we have an iconic exhibit at our exhibit hall, which is the Van de Graaff generator, which makes your hair rise up. So that one has been off the floor for a while and will come back today. And we also have this afternoon from 1 to 5, lots of activities where you can do experiments with static electricity. Obviously all safe. You might get a little shock, but that's about it. And so we're inviting everyone out to the center this afternoon and do some experiments themselves in honor of static electricity.
That sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun, right? So maybe you should stop by the Discovery Center sometime and have some fun and play.
It's been a while since I've used one of those. I don't remember. What did you call it? What is it called? It makes your hair stand up.
The Van de Graaff generator.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've used one. I remember. I think I was a kid last time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long time ago.
Still a fun thing. And specifically, I was thinking, so there's National Electricity Day, which is in June, and I was very surprised that static electricity is apart from that. But it does make sense, because in the winter, if you ever noticed running around with your socks, right, wool socks on the carpet, that's when the static electricity hits
you.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's perfect for this. I think it's a perfect day for that. Nice and cold and dry, so the hair will be standing up.
Okay, so is there any kind of like events? I know, Jan, did you?
Definitely. Yeah. Yes, there's something else coming up that we're really excited for. So I mentioned it's our 35th anniversary year this year. We were incorporated in 89, and there were a group of amazing women that made this all happen and allowed us to be where we are right now. Jan Martin is known to a lot of littles in this community as simply Miss Jan. To us at the Discovery Center, she's known as our volunteer extraordinaire because she single-handedly started our early childhood education at the Discovery Center, and she's been running it ever since. And so she has something really exciting to share what is happening and starting this summer.
Yes. We are starting, as part of our summer program, something called Little Explorers, which is going to be a four-week session, two four-week sessions out at the Arboretum. We are doing a nature-based preschool. We're going to be outside all day, every day. from June 3rd to June 27th or from July 8th to August 1st. This is for 4 and 5 year olds. We will meet from 8 to 12, so we'll have time to explore, learn about nature, learn crafts, and just have a good time being good outdoor citizens. And then in June, we're also offering a session in the afternoons for 3 to 4 year olds that will run 3 days a week. The older students, it's 4 days a week, and everything is already up and running on our Discovery Center website, including we even have our first registrant.
Woohoo!
But we are really excited because this is something we haven't done before. So we're kind of looking at this is not only a good summer opportunity to explore and learn about nature and the world around us, it's also preparation for kindergarten because we will be doing numbers and letters and some reading and writing and other things that are school involved, but we're going to be doing it in a natural environment, so we won't be sitting at desks or anything like that.
It sounds like fun.
We're hoping.
Not only is it fun, but we're really excited for. We've been dabbling in preschool. So as I mentioned, Jan has been starting this, and we've had a preschool now that was just a day. And so we're really excited that we can now expand it. So this is the kickoff for something great that will happen in the fall. But then also, we're trying to work with and make the life of the parents in our community a little easier. One of the things is this is half a day, so you can drop off your kid before you go to work and you can pick him up over lunch or have the grandparents or someone else pick him up over lunch. And that is something that we don't have that much, and we're really excited to be able to offer that. Yes. And hopefully make the summer for parents a little easy on them.
That sounds fantastic. Now, I have an 8-year-old daughter. She's not here. She's still in China, but I'm looking forward to when she's be able to come here because I know, you know, I want her to be able to go to the Discovery Center and just experience it. And, you know, I really look because she loves the outdoors and, you know, I just can't wait for her to come here and just be able to just spend some time outdoors and just have fun.
That's wonderful. And one thing that I will mention, we don't have the registration up yet, but stay tuned. Our summer camps are coming up and they're going to be specifically our summer camps for elementary school ages. And then we're going to have summer clubs for middle schoolers. So that's going to be coming up. So our summer is always a whirlwind of fun, I can tell you that, with all of the staff that we have, with the kids coming in and out. So we're really excited to start a year and another round of science exploration and experiments.
So over the summer program, you said it's not, registration is not on the website yet, but it will be?
Correct. We will be back next month and hopefully we'll have it up and running by then.
Okay. And what's the website?
SD-discovery.org is the website where you can register for our little explorers, where you can check out what is happening, things like our static electricity day events and other things that are happening along the way. You can also find us on our Facebook, Instagram, social media, or you can always obviously stop by at the Discovery Center or give us a call at 605-224-8295.
Okay, well, sounds great. Well, it's a pleasure to meet both of you.
So it is for us.
So next time you come in, maybe Welcome. You can give me a little bit of trivia, I guess, maybe.
Will do. Sounds great.
Okay, have a fantastic day.
So do you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this has been People in Your Neighborhood, sponsored by Lee Real Estate.